Okay, so you said you struck out, so that it wasn't...
Sumter versus Illinois State Dental Society is there. And,
So, I mean, what did come out of that? I remember you telling me that they were furniture makers and then, you know, the dentists...
No, they're not furniture makers, they're dental technicians.
Wait a minute, not furniture, appliance, you were telling me appliances,
yeah.
I'm sorry, when I was thinking appliances and then thinking furniture, I'm just using the wrong word.
No, dentures.
Okay, right.
Okay.
I was just wondering what the outcome...
Well, when we lost the case in federal court, we really lost out, although there are some states in the United States where it's become legal, and most of Canada's become legal. But we lost out when we lost the federal case.
Okay, and then, so it was after that that it's become legal, after all that work there?
Not in this state.
It's still not legal in this state.
No.
Okay.
And it'll never become legal because the technology has changed and we're not extracting teeth wholesale like we do.
Okay, I see. Okay, and I see that after that, you were in Justice, Illinois.
I helped a man run for mayor, and I became the village attorney. My client got in trouble, was indicted and sent to jail for taking a bribe, and that disappeared. It was a funny suburb. It was the only place I've ever been that had no middle class people at all. And the whole community was relatively outrageous, but it was an interesting experience. It's a working class suburb. And it was very contentious.
So was this one of the things that you did to kind of pay your dues before becoming
a judge? No, I wanted the experience. It's something I thought I would really enjoy and really never worked out that much. I knew a number of people who were municipal attorneys, and I was quite good at governmental work. But that really didn't turn out to be that good. I suppose my client hadn't gotten to jail. Come in.
One moment, please. Okay, and what other sorts of things?
Good?
Yeah. Thank you.
So now you know what they were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
what other sorts of things were you involved in as village attorney before you decided to leave that alone?
I don't know how to answer it.
Okay.
I did a lot of governmental work. I did a lot of election work, governmental, local government issues. I had cases, county cases. I did some cases in Lake County for the state's attorney. I had a case from Minnesota. I did a lot of construction litigation, which I enjoyed. Some of it was quite intriguing. We had a case where they started to build a bowling alley and the owner disappeared. And all of the more tradesmen together with the mortgage holder ended up finishing it and selling it, which is unusual. Usually when you get into construction work, everything goes to hell and disappears. So I had a variety of stuff, but nothing really all that exciting.
Okay. How does that work if a case is coming from another state like that, from Minnesota
to
Illinois?
Well, they wanted me to follow after. So you end up, you're usually following after a judgment. And domesticate and go ahead.
Okay, earlier you mentioned that you had gone up to New York where your brother was. Now at what point to Stony Brook? At what point did you...
I just visited.
Oh.
It was nothing that I really did exciting.
Oh, I thought you meant you had attended.
No.
Oh, okay, that's the only reason I asked that. Okay, so now... We're right at when you decided to seek appointment for the associate judge position, and you said that you went to the Republicans because you felt that you had a good chance of doing that.
Well, I had no relationship. I had no relationship with the Democratic organization at all. I could run if I were running in a primary, which isn't there for the associates. And so I knew the Republicans. They had been involved opposing us when I went to the as a Republican delegate in 70, no, in 80. was a delegate for John Anderson, and they treated me very nicely.
And did you feel that maybe the Democrats may have put up some opposition because of your reform work previously?
No, because for the associate, which is appointed, everybody put some people out. I am sure there might be some people who didn't like me. I have never made lots of enemies, okay, so I don't think I have a specific problem there. I'm just looking to enjoy it.
Okay. And, well, I guess I would like to know how, if I can ask this, what I'm wondering is that when you were seeking that appointment, not how unanimous it was, but from that committee that you went to, were they pretty much on accord of accepting you and...
The Republicans were.
Okay.
They treated me very nicely, and they agreed to back me. I, in turn, agreed that I would do certain legal work for them and help certain candidates, because I figured I had to deserve and earn it, too.
Okay, so then, as you were appointed, what sorts of things
did you do? The appointment is you get your name there, you get on the list, you put in a resume, and if there's, say, 19 openings, there's a committee of judges to pick two for every opening. And then you run. The first time I didn't make it, the second time I did.
And then what amount of time was between the first and second time?
I think about 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you were appointed, what sort of law were you practicing at the time? Were you still
doing the same thing for Boston?
The same thing. Okay.
What's happening, there were contraction in firms, and I was getting less happy with where I was. And that was my motivation for leaving.
Okay. And what, because I know at the first law firm, you kind of felt stuck, and then, okay, at this one, you were a little dissatisfied, you said, with...
I had this great amount of litigation with Venturers, and it died when we lost the federal case. So my major source, one of my major sources of business disappeared. Now there were other things. And I had to practice, and if I didn't become a judge, I would have continued to practice. But I don't know, I kind of felt it was time for a change.
And then how is being an associate judge different
from
being a circuit
judge? They're both circuit court judges. The AJ, or associate judge, is the lesser one. The full judge is always there by election. So I became an associate judge. Then I ran for retention as an associate judge. Retention is a passage of whether or not you should remain. That is done by the judges. I had no problem there. Then I decided that the better spots go to the full judge in most times, not totally. So I decided to run, and I lived in what was called a sub-circuit. The county was divided into 15 sub-circuits based on really some federal cases coming down that decided that there would be better diversity, particularly blacks and Latinos, in sub-circuits. I had the sub-circuit starting with Chinatown, going up to Peterson or Devon, coming into about Clark or the river, depending where you were.
Okay, is that the 8th sub-circuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, as associate judge, were there any notable cases and things there? I suppose that when you first became judge, you, like you said, took certain cases and helped certain candidates.
Well, for the first 6 months, I was in traffic court, which is very good because it helped you think like a judge judicially as opposed to adversarially. Then I went into the building court, which I kind of liked because I was fairly successful at resolving problems. I remember it was a guy, some kind of professional man, and I kept him coming back, and his lawyer said as long as I made it so expensive for him to come in, he wouldn't keep the property, so he sold it and somebody fixed it up. And I thought I did some good things there. And I think if you persist after it, now I had somebody, I'm not going to comment, who was my superior, and I'm compulsive in the sense that I think a case ought to move. I think it affects property badly if you've got a case under litigation all the time. So I would tell the people, I'm going to let them go out, but straighten up and fix it.